Evening, Ben. As this section of the IDEL course is concerned with exploring how digital technology and digital education allows us to share ideas in a range of different ways, I thought I'd abandon text for this blog entry in favour of using voice. I think there's some great reading in this section of the course, and I'm glad that you've looked at Fitzpatrick's article on the future of digital authorship. I think this paper is really useful in encouraging us to think anew about some of the issues surrounding composition in the digital classroom, and I'm going to pick up on a couple of the points that you've made. Firstly, I was intrigued by your description of having felt that a fear of academic writing had held you back in the past, for instance when you came to expressing your ideas in a critical way. I wonder, how do you think this will develop as we're able to draw on more digital resources? Do you think that digital authorship will in some way reduce the need for the type of critical argument that I think you were alluding to? Or do you mean that video and other digital forms simply allow you to better present your arguments and to give evidence of your insights and your understanding? Taking this a step further, where we allow or encourage students to respond to an assessment task using a format that looks beyond a conventional essayistic form, for instance, in a podcast or a video, and I recognise from your own professional background this is something that I'm sure you'll be deeply involved in. Does this provoke new challenges for students and also for tutors alongside the creative and representational possibilities that exist? Another point I'd like to pick up on is your discussion of your own undergraduate experience in media production. I think it's really interesting that you've used Fitzpatrick's discussion of versioning to reflect back on how you perhaps didn't fully take advantage of feedback on your text or paper-based undergraduate essays. I like how you've applied Fitzpatrick's thoughts on digital authorship to what we might describe as your monomodal text-based essays. Do you think perhaps it's the case then that good feedback is less to do with technology that's used and more to do with the quality of feedback and how it's understood by the student and also perhaps by the tutor? And as you suggest, Fitzpatrick's point about an ongoing series of updates, additions and revisions reminds us that feedback can be about an ongoing dialogue between student and tutor where ideas can evolve, rather than an end-of-course measurement on how the assignment sits against the criteria. Just as a side note, if this is an area that interests you, I can strongly recommend the online assessment course within the Digital Education Programme because you'll explore some of these themes in real depth. As always, Ben, I'll be interested to read or to hear or to view your thoughts on some of the questions I've asked here as time allows. Thanks for another interesting blog entry.